1.10.
Fatos began to look very carefully at the coffee grounds in Chris's cup and to tell him what she could see. I remember that the first thing she said was that she could see sacks of money. And this was very accurate because Chris had worked in Saudi Arabia for several years and had earned a lot of money there. She also said that she could see a blonde lady. Well, Carla, Chris's girlfriend at the time, was blonde, so that was spot on too. But then, Fato suddenly looked very serious, and she said, "I can see somebody in your family who is sick, very sick, at this moment." I remember thinking, "Oh no, don't ruin a nice evening." But Chris is a very laid-back kind of person, and he didn't seem to be too worried by what she'd said. He just said, "Well, as far as I know, the people in my family are okay." Chris is an only child, and his mother lived with her sister. They were both in their 70s. Fatos said one or two more things, and then we asked the waiter for the check and said our goodbyes. It was a slightly weird end to what had been a very enjoyable evening. I can remember feeling relieved that I had said no when Fatos asked me if she could read my coffee cup. Chris and I got a taxi back to our hotel. The next day, Chris had a free morning because it was my turn to do the teacher training session in the hotel. So he went out early to go sightseeing in Istanbul. Around 9 o'clock, I got a call on my cell phone. It was Chris's girlfriend Carla calling. She told me that she needed to talk to Chris immediately, but that he wasn't answering his cell phone. I could tell by her voice that she had some very bad news for him, and I immediately thought of what Fatos had said the night before, and I felt a shiver run down my spine. I asked Carla what had happened, and she told me that Chris's aunt had died suddenly in the night. So, was it just a spooky coincidence? Or did Fatos really see what she said she saw in the coffee cup? I spoke to her before I left Istanbul, and I told her that Chris's aunt had died the night we had dinner. She wasn't at all surprised, and she just said, "Yes, I saw in the cup that someone in his family was near death, but I didn't want to frighten him, so I just said that the person was very sick." All I can say is that I always used to be very skeptical about fortune telling, but now, well, I'm not so sure.